I'm Rona Tarrant. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with a top North Korean official in New York in an attempt to salvage next month's summit between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. Earlier this month, Trump cancelled the planned June 12th meeting with Kim, but both leaders have indicated they're willing to talk. Pompeo is holding two more meetings today with the North Korean official Kim Yong-chol, the most senior North Korean official to visit the US in 18 years. Cardinal Charles Bo of Myanmar has joined other faith leaders in declaring their commitment to peace initiatives in the country, a move welcomed by State Councillor Aung San Suu Kyi. In an open letter, Bo and 17 other leaders rejected the use of religion and race to divide the country, saying that doing so violates the fundamental tenets of religious traditions and brings hatred, discrimination and violence. The letter also said the delegation hoped to help the country's peace and reconciliation process through a series of meetings, advice and displays of religious tolerance. A grand jury in Manhattan has voted to indict Hollywood film producer Harvey Weinstein on charges of rape and a criminal sexual act. The move is the next step in efforts by New York prosecutors to bring Weinstein to trial for alleged sex crimes, including rape in the first and third degrees. Weinstein's defense attorney announced that his client would follow the advice of attorneys and not testify before the grand jury. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is outlining a plan to improve safety at schools in his state. Most recommendations concern school infrastructure and training in the case of an active shooter. The recommendations come after 3 days of meetings last week with various stakeholders, including teachers, parents and students. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.